And then we're going to be...
You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
Having what I think the favourite part of my baptism Sundays is hearing the testimonies of those who are being baptised. By the way, if you're up there and you're being baptised, could you begin to make your way down here so that when we get to the baptisms, we'll all be in the same sort of place. But first of all, I wanted to talk on Christian baptism. And I haven't got a little clicker. Anybody know where the lectern went? Thank you, Craig. Thanks very much. It's a special day because we are baptizing, there's at least 8 new Christians, and as I say, they've filmed their testimonies. So why is baptism important? And first of all, I just want to deal with maybe a few myths surrounding Christian baptism. But before I do so, it's a happy week at Buckingham Palace. Prince Harry announced his engagement to Meghan Markle. She does look quite like her future sister-in-law, or doesn't she? But anyway, a pretty American. And of course, we wish the happy couple well. But I was intrigued, especially in this day and age, to read the headlines that Meghan will be getting baptized. And before she marries Harry. In fact, it seems it was a condition of marrying into the royal family and connected in some way to the Queen being the head of the church, of course, or head of the Church of England. Jesus is the head of the church, but she's the head of the Church of England. Now, I can't comment on Meghan's faith. I don't know her. But I can say that marrying into the royal family is not the best reason to be being baptized. You see, unless Meghan Markle is a believer and has decided to repent, turn from her old ways, be a follower of Jesus Christ, she's simply going to be getting wet. Now, my prayer is that revelation comes, and if she hasn't done so already, she will have given her life to the Lord, and she'll be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, that would be really exciting, wouldn't it? And then baptism has meaning and significance. The article goes on to say, during a baptism, water is sprinkled onto the person being baptized's forehead, or part of their forehead may be immersed in a special pool in the church. Well, that description may be common in some churches, but it is not New Testament baptism. Baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo. Baptizo means to immerse, to dunk into liquid. Now, I don't actually think that the mode of baptism is the most important thing, if I'm honest. But wherever did we get the idea of a little sprinkle becomes baptism. We try to follow what we believe is New Testament practice. We immerse because that's what the word means, and also because it symbolizes the old life going, being buried, if you like, and new life coming, being raised in resurrection life. The article goes on. This symbolizes, not yet, okay, come to that. This symbolizes purification or regeneration. It acts as an admission into the Christian church. Now, the first part of that is partly true, but only if faith is exercised does Christian baptism become anything significant for believers. Faith always needs to be exercised. There's a sense that baptism is like a bath. Our sin, having been dealt with through faith, our sins are then they're washed away in baptism. But the act of baptism itself does nothing at all unless faith is present. And it's certainly not an admission into the Christian church. The Bible tells us faith in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection, is the only way that we can be saved. And it's only saved people that are part of the Church of Jesus Christ. So some of you will be thinking, Nev, you've been really critical of a newspaper article. And maybe I am, but it's because this teaching is out there And it's error. And I wanted to be clear. There may be some people here today who've never seen baptism like you're going to see today. I want you to understand really what Christian baptism is all about. And it's not quite as the paper saying it is there. So let's read from the Bible. Acts chapter 2. Thank you, Stella. All Israel then know this. There's no longer room for doubt. God made him master and Messiah, this Jesus whom you killed on a cross. Cut to the quick. Those who were listening asked Peter and the other apostles, brothers, so now what do we do? Peter said, change your life. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins can be forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is to you and your children, but also to all who are far away, whomever, in fact, our Master God invites. And I love this. That day, about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, added to the church. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers. That was the beginning of Christian life for New Testament believers. So three things I want to just emphasize here quickly. Number one, baptism follows believing. Notice the order that we read from the Bible there. Change your life, turn to God, and be baptized. Baptism is only for believers. The believing, the changing, and the turning have to take place first, then baptism. And so strong was the conviction on this day of Pentecost that that very same day they didn't need to go home to think about it, to discuss it with their husbands and wives, or even their parents. They knew they needed forgiveness. They were convicted in the heart. They repented and believed, and on that very same day, 3,000 were baptized. Isn't that amazing? You see, baptism is between us and God. It's good to invite family and friends, but that's not the most important part of baptism. Baptism is obedience to God and us getting it right with God. And that's what they did on this day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Number two, faith. Stella, please. Thank you. Faith is the doorway into the church, not baptism. Let's be clear, baptism doesn't save. I'm sorry if that might have shocked some of you, but christenings, confirmation, even adult baptism won't save you. It's our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that saves us. Amen? The only way to join the church of Jesus Christ is to acknowledge we've sinned. That simply means we've fallen short, we've missed the mark, and we need a Savior. And we can't do it ourselves. We can never make ourselves good enough. God's perfect and holy. And we're not. And so there's this big divide, a big barrier. But he loves us. And he wants us to be family. He wants to be friends with us. So he sent Jesus to deal with this big divide, which was between the holiness of God and the sinfulness of man. And because Jesus was perfect and the perfect Son of God, he paid the price on the cross. He took the punishment which we deserved for all of our wrongdoings. That actually, as we trust in him, put our faith in him, we can be restored and reconciled to a relationship with God again. That's the gospel message. That's what we believe. Everybody who's been baptized today has already come through to that understanding and that revelation. Hallelujah. In exchange for our sinfulness, he gave us his righteousness. And you know what? Baptism, it's about burying the old, because when we receive that forgiveness, the slate is wiped clean. One of the people who are going to be baptized said, Nev, but you really don't know what a bad life I've lived. You've got no idea, really. I said, the greater the sin, the greater the grace. I said, even if you've murdered someone, oh, it wasn't as bad as that. I said, no, but even if you'd murdered someone, there's forgiveness, there's grace, because light, hallelujah, always overcomes darkness. And that's faith. That's the Christian message. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no one here that can make themselves good enough, but there's no one here that's bad enough that they can't be saved through Jesus. Hallelujah. And last point, baptism, it's our funeral. You see, that's why I wanted us to take it seriously when we get baptized. It's not just a ticker box. We need to understand our old life died when we got saved. A spiritual transaction took place. Paul says of the Christians, the old is gone, the new has come. So if that old life has gone, for goodness sake, we don't want to carry out that dead body with us, do we? We want to bury it. We want to get rid of it. That old body of sin and selfishness. It's time to bury it. And that's what baptism symbolizes. Just as Jesus was buried, so we are going down under those waters. And in faith, we believe that that old life that we used to live is being laid down. It's being buried. We've died to Christ. And as we come up out of the waters, it's symbolic of, and now we're being raised to a new life with him. Hallelujah. Baptism is about a change of ownership. I am choosing now to live for Jesus. Before I lived my own way, before I did what I wanted to do, I followed my own desires. But right now, this is illustrating the old has gone, the new has come. I've got a new master, and I'm going to be living for him. So as we obey, the Bible says he wants to pour out his Holy Spirit. He's given to those who obey. And he's the source and the giver of new life. And so as they go in the waters, John and Dan are going to be doing the baptizing. And Natalie's joining them later. But we'll be praying. We'll be laying hands. The old is gone. As they come up out of the new waters, that new life comes. Holy Spirit life comes. Fresh outpouring. Because just as it happened with Jesus when he got baptized, so we believe God wants to just bless every one of these again with a filling of the Holy Spirit. Everything is received through faith. We believe by faith. We die to the old life by faith. We're baptized with faith, believing the old's gone, the new has come. We receive new life by faith. It's all very exciting. And baptism is just the beginning. So let's hear some of their stories. And as I say, this is my favorite part. So we're going to have this in slightly two parts because there were a number of people that Steve's done a brilliant little film.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
And then just yesterday, two more people were added to the list. So there'll be one little section. Two more testimonies, and then we'll come and baptize the people. Thanks, Stella.